Good morning. Good morning. Welcome to Motivate My Life Radio. I'm your host, Teresa Murphy. And today's segment, we're going to be talking with guest LaTonya Taylor and talking about how she manages her everyday life as an entrepreneur. Our topic is she's a boss. So LaTonya currently owns Alcove Martini Bar in Richmond, Virginia. She also is the owner and CEO of Taylor Made. And LaTonya will talk to you about exactly what it is that Taylor Made offers, the products and services. She's going to talk about challenges that she faces every day being an entrepreneur and how she continues to move forward in a positive, upbeat, motivated spirit, trying to build, continually building her dreams and turning them into reality. So we'll just wait a few moments for LaTonya to get on the line and we'll be able to start the interview. I just wanted to go over a few things with you guys while we're waiting for Tonya to get on the line. Any one of you out there that is trying to turn your dreams into reality where you have a vision and you've written it down and now it's time to take action and you kind of get stuck on that piece where it's time to, when it's time to execute a plan, this will be a great show for you to tune into. We actually also will be taking callers as well. So if you have questions regarding any of the topics that we're covering this morning on entrepreneurship and how to get started being an actual boss and some of the challenges that women entrepreneurs face, please feel free to call in. And the call-in number is 657-383-0692. So we'll go ahead and wait a few more moments and for LaTonya to get on the call, and then we'll get moving forward with our interview. Other than that, happy Monday, everybody. How's everybody's week going? Have you tackled the goals from last week? Have you tackled the goals from last month? So what is everyone working on this week, and what is it that you would like to achieve? Those of you that are still working your 9-to-5, you know, don't give up. Stay positive. There is light at the end of the tunnel. And once you start to execute your plan and believe that you are an actual entrepreneur, your dreams will definitely come to fruition. However, you have to do the work. And that's the key about being successful in business and also overcoming failures and challenges that you're going to face. I know a lot of people make it seem like entrepreneurship is easy. You get to get up and make your own hours and you run this operable business, but it's not as easy as some of us makes it look. You have to actually get customers. You have to sell people on your product and services because your business won't grow or make any money, of course, if you don't have customers. So you have to learn excellent customer service. That's really key and really important to being a boss. So a lot of key factors play a role in becoming an entrepreneur. You have to find out what target market you want to actually serve. Who is it that your niche market? Your product and service definitely can't be for everyone. So when I talk to people and they say, well, I don't know who my niche market is, I actually work one-on-one with those individuals so we can narrow that down. It's really important that you focus and market to your target market and turn your fans and likes into paying customers. I know that social media is great for being able to advertise your business and things of that nature, but we, outside of getting likes and growing our fan page, and we want to turn those likes and fans into paying customers. You also want to learn the power of email marketing. A lot of people say they don't even have an email database to start with. Well, start with something small, and you might want to try on your website to give away something for free, to get people to opt in to your email address. But the key to being successful is being consistent. So you have to be consistent in your efforts daily to be able to succeed in your business. So what does that mean? You don't want to kind of push market on Monday and then you market again on Thursday. You want to market every day. Don't feel like you're overwhelming people, because whoever that market is for, they will definitely be interested in what it is that you're saying. And whoever that market is not for, then of course those people will not be interested. But don't feel like you're overwhelming people because you're marketing your business every single day. They do have a new social media out now, Periscope, and I think it's awesome because your audience gets to connect with who you are. I think it's important, whether you're selling a service or a product, that your audience is able to connect with who you are. And then that way they know who's behind, who's the face behind that product. They get to know your personality. You kind of get to build a one-on-one relationship with them through Periscope because you're live. It's a live stream video. For those of you that have not tried Periscope, it's through Twitter, and Periscope has actually grown 1 million members in 30 days, where Twitter actually, they actually had 1 million members in like maybe around a year, and then Instagram, they grew 1 million members in about 6 months. So you can see that Periscope definitely is an effective social media way to communicate with your audience. Now, I know a lot of people say, well, what do you talk about? What do you sell? What are you offering? Get on there and connect. Do a Q&A. Get to know the people that you're going to be working with and let them get to know you as well. For those of you that don't know who I am, I'm Teresa Murphy, the author of Success Doesn't Sleep, a speaker, as well as the owner of Teresa Murphy, Inc. And what we do is offer life and business coaching for women to create a success that is balanced, but more importantly, promote self-happiness. We rebuild self-esteem, help overcome fears and challenges, and help you live a life worth celebrating and a life that you deserve. So you don't have to just dream about it or look at someone else's life and wish that you can be that confident in who you are, because there are tools and resources that we can actually put in place for you to be able to do that. So for those of you that want to learn more about me, you can go to my website, TeresaMurphyInc.com. And we'll wait a few more minutes for LaTanya to get on the call so we can get started with her and all the great stuff that she has to talk to us about as far as her business is concerned. She's based out of Richmond, Virginia, and she's actually also having a event on November 7th. It's going to be called, it's called She's a Boss event, and it's a networking event for women to empower women. So if you want to learn entrepreneurship, if you want to learn how other women actually have done what they've done and succeeded as well, if you want to learn how to start a business, if you just want to be inspired and empowered, the name of the event, again, is She's a Boss. You can visit her website, and Natalia will talk to you about all that as well, how to obtain tickets and things like that. So we will wait a few more minutes for Ms. LaTanya Taylor, and then we will get moving on the interview with her. For those of you that are at your desk probably sneaking and listening to us on the air now, I do appreciate it, and you can keep pressing forward. It's going to be key to you believing in your dreams, because if you don't believe in yourself and you don't sell what it is that you have to offer, it's going to be difficult for other people to believe in you as well. Or sometimes other people have to believe in you until you believe, you know, what other people believe in yourself as well. So, but more importantly, you have to do your daily affirmations. I think that's key. I get up every morning and I do my affirmations. And you can make up your own, whatever you speak into existence. So it doesn't necessarily have to be an affirmation now of what you have going on, but you speak it into existence and you speak life over your business. So you can, I am fearless. I am an entrepreneur. I am a millionaire. I am successful. I am blessed. Whatever those affirmations are that you want to speak into existence, you have to write them down, have a visual, be able to look at them, and recite them, and you have to believe them. You say them until you believe them. I do spiritual affirmations as well, because that's really important to me and key to my success, being spiritually connected to God, because I know that I was put in this position for a reason. So get those affirmations written, ladies. Put them on your mirror. Put them on your refrigerator. Put them wherever you need to put them so you can see them daily and be able to recite them. They're going to be key, again, to your success and you pushing forward and believing in yourself. So ask yourself, what is it that you don't believe about yourself? What do you fear? Why do you think that you can't succeed? Like, what's holding you back? I talk a lot about that in my new book, Success Doesn't Sleep, because I was that person that kind of felt, I didn't feel that I couldn't succeed before I left corporate America. I was fearful of the unknown, which is common for a lot of new business owners not to know what's on the other side. But you sometimes have to leap out on faith. And if you strongly believe in yourself and your ability to succeed, then, of course, you will be able to attain success. So it starts with you. So that's why a lot of my coaching sessions, I start with personal development, because if you're not confident personally and you're not successful personally, it's definitely going to be difficult for you to be successful professionally. So I start with personal development coaching, and then we actually work our way into business coaching for those women that want to succeed. So again, our ladies, if you have questions, you're not clear on something, please feel free again to go to my website. You can also call into our office, and that's 1-800-544-6037. And you can speak with myself or my assistant. Either one of us will be able to help you. We are going to be doing sessions now on the air live once a week on Monday mornings at 10 a.m. I also have an upcoming session as well, the Merit Sequel Part 3. And we'll have three guests joining us for that sequel to talk about the challenges and staying motivated while being married. So we have a lot of good stuff coming up. We want to talk about your end-of-the-year goals. We are in the fourth quarter. And I personally don't make New Year's resolutions because I get up every day and I challenge myself to be better than I was the day before. And to me, New Year's resolutions, they don't last. So I was writing a blog about how you should have daily resolutions on things that you want to change or achieve. New Year's resolutions a lot of times just gives you something to look forward to the beginning of the year, and then by February 1st, they normally fall by the wayside. It's almost like people that set goals to lose weight. So I always ask, what is your goal? What date are you aiming for? Because you don't want to have an open-ended goal that you have no date to try and reach that goal. So please, if you need to learn more information about goal setting and how to achieve goals, vision boards, again, we actually definitely will be able to help you with that. I will be speaking at a couple events this month. I will be speaking at my sister's place, a domestic violence battered shelter that's located in Washington, D.C., on Tuesday, October 14th. So I'll go there and empower the women there and talk about their experience and being able to encourage them and give them hope how they can push past what they're currently going through. I am currently a domestic violence survivor, and I went through domestic violence for about 5 years in my 20s, and I can definitely, I know what it feels like to walk in those shoes. So I'll be speaking there tomorrow. I'll actually also be a guest speaker at the Women of Color Beauty Expo located in Charlotte, North Carolina, and that's going to be on October 24th. So for more information about that, you can actually go to their Facebook page, Women of Color Beauty Expo, and be able to just kind of follow a lot of the information that they're going to be having, and some of the guest speakers, including myself, that will actually be there. So again, women empowering women. I think it's so important, and more importantly, ladies and even gentlemen, you know, sometimes when you evolve and you're starting to grow, it's really important sometimes to, you know, you might have to change that circle of people that you're hanging with. I know a lot of us sometimes want to keep people around for longevity because of longevity purposes, but you want to change that circle to be with people that can relate to what it is that you actually want to do. So with that being said, we're going to go ahead and wrap this up and try to get Ms. LaTonya rescheduled. I'm not sure exactly what happened, but I am most certainly sure that something did happen. So we will find out what that is, and we'll get her rescheduled, and we'll let you guys know when that new date and time is. I want to thank you again this morning for tuning in to Motivate My Life Radio. I'm your host, Teresa Murphy. Make it a great week on purpose.